and just who co-labors in the ministry who are here this morning, and those who are at 8 o'clock service, to our ushers and our deacons and our missionaries, our ministers. We just thank God for every saint. Amen?
Amen.
God been good to us. Now, I want to direct your attention for a few minutes to the Gospel of Matthew. I know you have your Bibles. Gospel of Matthew. And if you go to chapter 3, and whether you have it on your phone or your iPad or you brought your Bible with you, a paper Bible, that's just fine. But go to Matthew chapter 3, and if you scroll down to verse 10, we're going to start reading.
Amen.
Anybody need more time? Will you say wait? All right. Matthew chapter 3, we're going to begin reading at verse 10. Page is still turning. Okay, I'm going to read from King James Version of the Bible this morning. If you'll follow me along, that'd be just fine.
Amen.
Verse 10 reads like this, King James Version. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And then verse 16 says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. From this series of verses, this section of the Bible, we're going to speak from this subject this morning. So I stay on task. The sign of being baptized. Will you say after me, the sign?
The sign
of being baptized.
Thank
you for standing this morning as we look at the scripture, the sign of being baptized. And before we go deep into the scripture, I need to say some thank yous to some people who've been mighty good. I want to say thank you to my wife for faithfulness. We were able to be up in Dallas yesterday with the family and homegoing service, but I'm thankful because when you start talking about 400-500 miles on the road and you're doing it in the same day, it's sometimes challenging. But she chose to go and not just stay at home. Grateful for that. And then thank you, church, for your being so good, continuing to be the church that God is pleased with. Amen. Our choirs, our ushers. We got some workers here at this church. Heard about the youth program for this weekend. It's good to have some workers, some people who will stand up. I want to say, I have to mention this about the weekend and the football game this weekend. I don't know, some of y'all may not watch football games, but I follow the University of Houston, graduate of U of H, and Brother Matthew Golden had a good game. this weekend. Anybody see it? You're watching? Scored a touchdown on and it kept the school in the game. But I have to say this. They had me worried. Watching the game, and University of Houston was leading the game, I thought pretty comfortably. And sure enough, the last 3 minutes of the game, they let the other team come back and take the lead with 12 seconds left in the game. I was ready to fire the coach, give my degree back to him. I was concerned. And then with 12 seconds left in the game, well, let me start with 12. Because it was just crazy. With 12 seconds left in the game, there was a penalty call on the other team. U of H got some. And then with the remaining time, they were able to get two plays off. And the bottom line was they call it a Hail Mary. So I'll just go with that. But threw the ball into the end zone. And the University of Houston player caught it, scored a touchdown, won the game. Yeah. I mentioned that because Brother Matthew is a typical young man with some gifts, but sometimes you get real disappointed when your team not doing what you think they ought to be able to do. And I'm not the only one who was thinking about firing the coach. Amen. Where's Brother Matthew? I'm not the only one. But it's just so good, because what you're able to see is that even when a situation might seem hopeless, don't give up. So we say that to Matthew, keep his head up, keep looking forward, because he represents the young people in the world today. He represents somebody with a goal and a vision. And God can use you if you allow him to. Amen? All right, God bless you. Now let's take a little time and look at the sign of being baptized from the scripture that we're given. Three things I want to share with you from this section of scriptures. First, the history of being baptized. We're going to talk about that, the history of being baptized. Secondly, the identification of being baptized, the identification. And thirdly, the cleansing of being baptized. I pray that everybody here at the church today, who's able to physically come, everybody who's watching, I pray that you have been baptized. And I don't mean just in the Holy Ghost, I mean even in the water. There's a reason that we use the sign of being baptized. When we study this story, we want to recognize that God has called his people out. He has physically come back to the earth. And in Jesus coming back to the earth, he came with a mission. He didn't just come out to go to weddings or even just to perform miracles. There was a reason that Jesus came back. Is that right? And so as we look at this scripture, this set of scriptures, this story tells us why it's important for all Christians, if you have the opportunity, to physically be baptized. I mean dipped in the water. Because sometimes people will say, well, I don't really need to do that. I've given my life to Jesus, so why is being baptized in the water important? And I hope when we look today, we will see the why. Verse 10 is sharing with us, it said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. It's not enough for us just to join a church. It's not enough for us just to have our name on the register somewhere. Joining church and coming into union with Jesus ought to mean that we go to work. Is that right? Am I studying right now? It should mean that we go to work and not leave all of the church work for one or two or ten people. Amen. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now, when we look at ourselves, We ought to be able to see in ourselves the example that God gives us from the Bible. When Jesus called out workers, you know he called out different workers, and he ended up with a group of 12 apostles, of followers, and those followers were designed by Jesus to do the work that needed to be done in building the church. When we talk about baptizing, and somebody would say, well, preacher, how does baptizing come into connection with building the church? Church workers ought to be committed not to the pastor.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Not to a favorite deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to the choir or the usher board. We ought to be committed to Jesus.
Right.
How does that happen? Before we can make a full commitment to Jesus, we got to know in our hearts that we on his side.
Amen.
Can't be any doubt. We got to know that we're committed to Jesus. This is why I tell people, when you are committed, nobody has to twist your arm to make you work.
Yeah.
Nobody should have to beg and grovel for people to be on the usher board. To be part of the mission group. To come to Bible studies. To participate in church activities like yard sale. That ought to be automatic. Why? Because we're committed to Jesus, and building the church is about Jesus. So when we look at this passage, this story, we talk about the history of being baptized. Preacher, where did all of that start? When God called Abraham out to be the father of the nation of Israel, he was baptizing Abraham. He was bringing Abraham into his care. See, baptizing is more than just the water. It's where the Holy Spirit invades us, indwells us. The water is part of the connection. It's part of the sign. So when we come to the water part, we go down into the water unsaved.
Yes.
We come out saved.
All right. Yes, sir.
That's the example that's given to us. Now, the reality is the water can't save you.
Amen.
Will somebody say amen?
Amen?
I mean, you go into the water as a devil, you're going to come up as a devil.
Yes, sir.
But it's the sign that God has given us, because our hearts need to be changed. We need to be committed to the process. So when we go into the water and our heart has been changed and the Holy Spirit has already indwelt us, we go down and we feel like we come up clean.
Yes.
We come up new. And so if anybody's not had the opportunity to physically be baptized,
all right,
you ought to allow yourself to do that.
Amen.
And so you can see that the church is moving. The history of baptizing, as God has called out people, he certainly baptizes the persons in his own image with the Holy Spirit. He did it with Paul. He did it with Matthew. And
yes.
go right on down the list. You know, in Paul's story, and we didn't read that here, but Paul was,
you have to call him a devil.
Yes.
He was somebody who persecuted the church.
Yeah, he did.
You know the story.
Yes, he did.
But when Jesus knocked him off the beach,
yes, sir.
Do you recognize he was being baptized?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that he was being changed?
Yes, sir.
And because he was changed, he never went back.
He never went back.
To being that old man.
All right. Yes, sir.
He made a commitment. And that's what God is saying. Our lives ought to change.
Yeah.
We ought to stop fussing with one another.
Yeah.
When our lives are changed.
Yeah.
We can't
be jealous of somebody in the church.
Yeah.
Somebody in the community. When our lives are changed.
Yeah.
Now, if our lives are not changed, we still going to get upset. Because
yeah.
Mary's singing my song.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Uh-huh. Yeah. Joe preaching the same sermon that I preached last week.
Yeah.
We could get upset.
Yes, sir.
We could get upset. The deacon prayed too long.
Yes, sir.
Huh? But when we are baptized,
yes,
the way God wants us to be baptized,
yes,
we can be happy,
yes,
when somebody is doing work for the Lord.
Yes.
Huh? Because we come to understand it's not my church.
Yeah.
It's not my song.
Yeah.
Huh? It ought to be praises to God. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's part of the history of being baptized. In other words, God has always baptized his people, but he had different ways of doing it.
Yes, sir.
He could bring the fire down from heaven.
Yes, sir.
And indwell a group and allow them to have the Holy Spirit become part of that makeup.
Yes, sir.
That's being baptized. But the baptized that we most commonly talk about is going into the water.
Yes.
So when we talk about the identification of being baptized, preacher, why is it important? Because we need to know for ourselves that when we are baptized, nobody can take that away from us.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
When you're on God's side, do you know you need to be to withstand persecution? Because I come with the news flash, people will still talk about you.
Amen.
When you've been baptized.
Yes, they will.
You're trying to do the work of the Lord. People still talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
But God is so good that he allows us to do the things that people will recognize as being godly. I mentioned going to Dallas, and one thing about when you travel hundreds of miles, sometimes people wonder, why would you travel hundreds of miles just to spend a few hours with family members? But I tell you, you get a comfort when you're doing the right thing. You're not going to get a pat on the back from anybody. You didn't do it for that. But if you can get comfort from doing the right thing, then it's pleasing to God. Is that right? I remember I told a story this morning. My cousin Peter, his father and my mother were brother and sister. So it was my first cousin. And he and his wife been married 52 years. And when you lose somebody after you've been together that long, it's a challenge.
Yes, sir.
It's a challenge. It can shake sometimes. And that's when you need for the family and the church and people who love you to come together to lift you up.
Yes.
Because that's God's way of giving us the comfort that we need at that time.
Yes.
Now, we might wait and say, well, I'm going to wait till God shows himself and comes into the midst. God shows himself by bringing people together.
Uh-huh.
It's what we need.
Yes.
And so it's not a bad thing. So when we can, we go and we comfort one another. Amen.
Yes.
The identification of being baptized was when John the Baptist was given his work. In the Bible, his work, John had one job to do.
Yeah.
Tell the people that he wasn't the one.
Yeah.
Somebody else was coming after him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And John was so good. John didn't try to build a name for himself.
Yeah.
He wanted the people to know who the real Savior was.
Yeah.
And so he said, somebody else coming after me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in our church, We forget what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about making the pastor the richest person in the city.
Yes, sir.
Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
If church want to give a Rolls Royce, that's fine. You want the pastor to have a house in River Oaks, God bless you.
Yes.
But I used to live in Studiwood.
Yes, sir.
I didn't confuse it with River Oaks.
All right. Okay.
God is still the same good God. He wants us to make a way out of no way.
Yes.
He wants us to know how to lift him up.
Yes.
And so when we are baptized into Jesus, our attitude ought to change.
All right.
Huh? Yes. It ought to not be about us,
yes, sir,
but about him.
Amen.
And so God says there's an identification of being baptized. Now look at the other scriptures it gives us here. Verse 11 said, I baptize you with water. This is John the Baptist speaking.
Uh-huh.
Unto repentance.
Yes.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I,
yes,
whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes,
as
yes,
preachers,
yes,
as deacons, yes, as missionaries, as ushers, do we recognize this is not about us?
All right.
Amen.
That this is about Jesus.
Yes.
It's not about having our names known all over the world. Is about people knowing who Jesus is.
Amen.
And so he said, there's one coming after me. Who's he talking about? Of course, he's talking about Jesus. There's one coming after me. He's mightier than I am. I tell people all the time, you got to know preachers don't have any power.
Amen.
Of themselves.
Amen.
Deacons, missionaries, ushers, we have no power of ourselves. It's about allowing Jesus to lead. And if we let him lead, you know what Jesus can do? Well, what do you need? He can do everything. Preacher, what do you don't really mean everything. He can do everything. But the question always comes back, and the question was for this group that Matthew's writing about, do we believe? Do we believe that God has all power? Do we believe that God can take a thug from the street and convert him into a missionary? Do we believe that God can take a
streetwalker
and turn them into a servant of God?
Yes.
Do we believe God can take somebody who had to spend years in prison and change them so that they become a magnet for people to come to Jesus? Because if we believe it and we understand how real God's power is, we'll stop finger pointing. We'll stop talking about who Joe used to be. We'll stop talking about who Mary used to be. And we'll recognize that as God brings us together, he is able to do anything but fail. So the last thing to think about from this passage and this section of scriptures is the cleansing of being baptized. See, maybe I used to be a car thief. I used to be that person who wanted to make money by hijacking cars. Now, none of y'all in here ever been on the wrong side of the law. God bless you. But do you know if God took away everybody who's in the church that used to be somebody else?
Yes, sir.
Huh? There'd be nobody here? Now some people won't admit it. My hand have to go up.
Amen.
When I say, if God start cleaning the house, I wonder who he'd sweep out of here. You wouldn't have a pastor or deacons or missionaries, a choir, or usher, because we'd all be gone. The reality is God is teaching people how to learn to be forgiving. And he said, being baptized puts us on the board. We want to be recognized as being people who want to be clean.
Yes.
See, if we want to be better,
yes,
we can be better.
Yes.
Does anybody believe it? Nobody have a foot on my neck making me do wrong. I do wrong all by myself.
Amen.
And I got to be able to come to God and say, Lord, will you forgive me? How many people do you know who won't even ask for forgiveness? The category where they say, I don't do any wrong.
Yeah.
Or if they could just see themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
If they could see the video of their life, they know how foolish that would be to say, I do no wrong. And so as Jesus is surrounding himself with people and he's training them, one thing he wants to show them, it's good to be baptized. When John the Baptist doing his one job, there, he's baptizing people, as John said, with water. But he's baptizing them and then encouraging them, change your life. Baptizing them, turn around. That's what repentance is. Turn in a different direction. And then Jesus came along. And Jesus, basically, and paraphrasing, he said, John, I want you to baptize me. And John was smart enough to know, hey, something wrong with this picture. You asking me to baptize you. I need to have you baptizing me. How many people recognize that we need God in our life? Stop trying to change everything in your life. Let Jesus take hold. He can make us new creatures. And so John then, and Jesus responded. He understood what John was saying. But he said, let it be so. Yes. So in other words, saying, I know what you're saying, John. But this is the way I want it to occur. Yes. And then John baptized Jesus. The reason John knew it was unusual that he was baptizing Jesus, because he knew who Jesus was. Yes. He knew that Jesus had no sin. Yes. You know, when we look at us, we have need of being baptized because we were creatures of sin. Yes. But John allowed himself to baptize Jesus. And then look at the way God responded. God allowed the dove to come down and recognize that, oh, this is something special going on. This is my son in whom I, what? Well pleased. And I would encourage you, church, find the place of being baptized in your life. See the importance of it in your life. If by chance you are a person who's never allowed yourself to be physically baptized, you ought to run to the baptizing pool. You ought to line up and be available. Will the baptizing make you that new creature? You know that comes from the Holy Ghost. Yes. From the Holy Ghost. But as a sign, a physical sign that we are on God's side, we ought to allow ourselves to be baptized. Just like Jesus did. Because when it's all said and done, the sign of being a believer that we have today is going down in the water and coming up out of the water. But the real baptizing takes place inside of us. And so just ask yourself, talk to yourself and say, God, am I doing the most that I can to let people in the world know that I'm on your side? And this is why when we're doing worship service and we come to celebrate, preachers are encouraging people, learn how to wave your hands. Yeah. Learn how to stomp your feet. Yeah. There's no harm in praising a holy God. Traveling this week, I saw accidents in the city of Dallas and on the highway. And sometimes you have to just stop thinking, God, that could have been me. But God is able. But I don't say that people in accidents are not saved or believers. That's not it. It's just if when we put God first, we allow him to take control, then whatever happens, we're okay. I heard a testimony even this morning how God made a way out of no way. Young man talking about having lost his wallet, billfold, didn't know where it was. Found it laying on the ground. With other people around who could have taken it. Yeah. Huh? Is God a way maker? Yeah. I remember the story that the deacon told here some years ago. Someone was right here at this church and they lost a wallet outside near where the green building is outside. Wallet had hundreds of dollars in it. He didn't take the money. He held on to it and got in touch with the person who had lost the money. Just thinking, some people would say, oh, what a blessing. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Am I studying right, Bob? Somebody say, oh, what a blessing.
Yes, sir.
But the real blessing was being able to turn it in.
Right. Yes, sir.
The real blessing was being able to stay faithful till you found it. And once you found it, give God the praise for being able to find what was so crucial in your life.
Yes.
So the whole point is, being baptized is not just a physical act. It's a conversion. It's a commitment. That's why we ought to talk to our families and our friends. Because there's still a lot of people in the world don't understand it's not about how much money you make in the world. I know I have thrown away more money than I brought home. I'll admit it. Wasteful. I don't know how many different words could describe me. I could go into a pawn shop. Didn't need to be in the pawn shop.
Yes, sir.
But I'm in the pawn shop. Oh, this looks good.
Yeah.
Let me buy this.
Yeah.
I could go into a store, spend money on bell-bottom pants.
Yeah.
What I need with bell-bottom pants? I used to have some pants, and they were stretch material. They had flower patterns on them. And I wear them proud. Y'all don't know about that. I let go back a little time. And I remember one time, some years later, I brought the green bell-bottom pants to the choir rehearsal. Showed them to the choir members. After they finished laughing, we had a good understanding that sometimes you make foolish decisions because you're trying to please the world instead of trying to please God. But the whole point is, once you're baptized, once I'm baptized, our lives ought to change. Is that right? Am I studying the right Bible? Our lives ought to change. We ought to make a commitment for Jesus. And if I would just show up, God can make a way out of no way. I got to stop complaining because Mary's not here or Joe is not here. What am I doing to show people that I'm converted, that I'm baptized, that I put my hand in his hand and I know everything going to be all right? So we pray God a blessing keep you. And this passage of scripture will stay with you because as Jesus is teaching, he talks about being baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And when your hand is in God's hand, say he'll thoroughly purge his floor, gather his wheat into the garner, but he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Yeah. We don't want to be that chaff. Amen. We don't want to be the thing that's separated. The way they would separate the wheat, they throw it up around air, around a fan, and the wheat would blow that part that was not important away, and what it would leave was that which was important, the main part. And so we want to be the main thing for God. We want to be on fire for God. Because one day, let me tell you, one day all this is going to come to an end down here. Won't be about how much money you got in your bank account. God bless you. You got some bitcoins, and they're not worth, they weren't $20,000, and you paid a dollar for them. God bless you. Put it in the bank. Use it while you have it, but you got to recognize it won't go into heaven. That beautiful new car that somebody paid $50,000 and paying $1,000 a month for it. Now, you can't take it into heaven. But what you can take with you is that which is important. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. We are excited that God.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."